KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly sunny skies here in Atlantic and 37 degrees at 8:01. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with a high around 60. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, it's an even-numbered year, so that means legislators who have decided to retire rather than seek re-election are given an open mic moment. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
In the Iowa House, retiring representatives give floor speeches. Chloe Bodler of Greenfield kicked off the speech-a-thon this week with a nearly 20-minute speech.
One thing I will miss is the policies, but I will not miss the politics.
In the Iowa Senate, these public farewells last far longer, sometimes for hours. Colleagues start things off with compliments, inside humor, and sometimes an outright roasting. Then the retiree speaks. Senator Rick Bertrand, a Republican from Sioux City, used his farewell speech to settle old scores with former Senate Republican leader Bill Dix. Bertrand revealed he met his wife 23 years ago at the Waveland Tap in Des Moines. That's the same bar where Dix was pictured kissing a lobbyist. Images posted online that prompted Dix to resign last month.
You talk about karma. It's crazy.
Neither the House nor the Senate will be in session today. Next week, more farewell speeches are on tap. One retiring senator has yet to be recognized. 15 other retiring members of the Iowa House will have the option of giving farewell remarks. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Thursday released a report on recent arrests. Most recently on Wednesday, 24-year-old Joseph Andrew Reisberg of Elliott was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Reisberg was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held there on $10,000 bond. Last Friday, 27-year-old Francis Daniel Kirchner of Villisca was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Kirchner was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on his own recognizance. On April 12th, Cass County deputies arrested 48-year-old Thomas Matthew Connors of Omaha for driving while revoked. He was later released on $1,000 bond. There were two arrests in Cass County on April 11th. 32-year-old Bill Stockwell of Elkhorn was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Stockwell was later released on $10,000 bond. And 32-year-old Jason Melanson of Elkhorn was arrested for OWI first offense. He was released the next day on his own recognizance. On April 10th, Cass County deputies arrested 49-year-old Jody Ann Tuttle of Harlan on a district court warrant for failure to appear in court. Tuttle was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were no injuries reported following a single vehicle accident at around 8 a.m. Tuesday. The accident happened on Lewis Road as a 1994 Ford F-150 driven by 18-year-old Brooke Byram of Lewis was southbound on the Lewis Road. She lost control of the pickup, causing it to enter the east ditch. Damage was estimated at $2,500. A program designed to teach students about the dangers and costs of driving impaired and distracted was held Wednesday afternoon in front of the Griswold High School. Every 15 minutes is the name of the program. It stresses also the importance of wearing seatbelts and takes students through the process, legal and emotional, following a mock crash caused by an impaired or distracted driver. Judy Nelson, event coordinator and an emergency room nurse, said the program, which started in the mid-1990s, has resulted in a reduction in the number of deaths from drunk or impaired driving.
At that time, the statistics revealed that somebody died approximately every 15 minutes of an alcohol-related collision, so they were between 17 and 20,000. Now, a lot has changed in those 20-plus years. Our numbers are down on fatalities related to alcohol significantly. We're now down to 10 to 12,000, which means now we're up to about every 45 to 50 minutes, but we've kept the name. But a lot of other things have changed since then, so our overall unnecessary fatalities, preventable fatalities, is at least where it was, if not above.
And that's because there's more than just alcohol involved.
We now have more youth and adults driving under the influence of illegal drugs and prescription drugs that they think it's okay to do. So you ask your county attorney and they'll tell you right now, driving under the influence, they prosecute more under the influence of drugs than they do alcohol. So we're seeing more of that, and it's not just your kids that don't have anything to do. We're seeing it in honor students, top athletes. It's across the board, and it's here in Cass County. So there's more under the influence drivers.
In addition, the use of mobile devices such as cell phones for texting and calling has proven to be another factor in crashes that result in deaths.
Hands-free or not, it's still causing collisions. So I incorporate those things into my program because it's the same thing. End result's the same. People are dying unnecessarily, and So the end result's the same, and it all has to do with bad driving habits.
Absolutely.
All preventable.
The two-day Every 15 Minutes program began Wednesday morning with students being removed from their classrooms in 10 to 15-minute intervals from 8:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. They were dressed to become the living dead and then having their faces painted white to look like a skeleton and then return to the classroom. During Wednesday afternoon, there was a mock collision on the north side of the Griswold school grounds and a mock trial for the driver. Students attended a retreat Wednesday night where they engaged in activities and heard personal experiences from parents and teens who lost a loved one or close friend to a crash involving a impaired or distracted driver. Thursday morning, a memorial and mock funeral assembly was held in the Griswold High School auditorium.
That is really the epitome of the whole program. It brings it all together, and that's when the emotions and the true feelings of what a little bit of experience of a loss can be due to one of these factors.
Local law enforcement, emergency personnel, legal services, and others were involved in making the event as real as possible for spectators and those involved. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said yesterday 24-year-old Colton Brian Edward Fricky of Glenwood was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Wednesday. Fricky was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance after the Mills County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit checked on a vehicle at the Foothills Park outside of Glenwood. Upon investigation and searching the vehicle, THC wax was located. THC wax is derived from marijuana plants but can have up to 8 times the concentration of THC as compared to the buds people typically smoke. Fricky was taken into custody and transported to the Mills County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. And no injuries were reported following a rollover accident Wednesday afternoon in Mills County. Authorities say 66-year-old Randall Barber of Glenwood was driving a 2011 Jeep northbound on 295th Street at around 4:10 p.m. when the SUV began to slide on the gravel as he was rounding a curve to the west. The vehicle entered the north ditch and rolled onto its roof. There were no citations issued. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.